Hey everyone, my name is Tommy Comfort and you are listening to the Tommy Comfort podcast. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be exploring the theme of emotional purity. We're going to be looking at topics such as Christian girls and crushes, taking thoughts captive, stewarding singleness, and finally, he likes me, now what? Today I am joined by my friend Gloria, founder of Destiny Awaits, and we are going to be talking about stewarding singleness.
Hey everyone.
Hi Gloria.
Hi.
So for yourself, Gloria, what does it mean to steward singleness?
This is such an interesting topic for me because I often find that, especially in the church, we treat singleness as a waiting room or a waiting phase because some of us feel like life doesn't start until you get married, until you have bae, and that is where you're going to find happiness. So I grew up, especially once I hit my early adult years, 18, 19, a lot of the females I was around, other than Jesus, the main topic was always boys and men and husband and when we're going to find our husband. And we didn't really speak about what we can do with our singleness. We didn't really speak about, you know, the things that we can improve on, the things that we can learn, just serving God, full stop, like with undivided attention, giving undivided attention to God. That wasn't really part of our conversations. We just always saw marriage as the next step and we're just waiting for that time to happen in our lives. So I think stewarding singleness, it starts with a right view of singleness. Because if you treat singleness and you see singleness as just doom and just not great, you won't steward it well. So I think it's really important to have the right mindset and the right viewpoint of what singleness is.
And I think singleness is a gift. And this is what a lot of people don't speak about. The same God that can give you the gift of marriage also gives you the gift of singleness. The same God that wants you to honor him in marriage wants you to also honor him in singleness. And as much as there is purpose in marriage and being a kingdom couple and all of those things, there's so much purpose in singleness. There is so much purpose to be found in serving God in your singleness, serving other people in your singleness, discovering your purpose, discovering your calling, discovering who you are, discovering your identity in Christ. Because singleness is such a time to find value in the things of God. If you don't find value in God now that you're single, when you get married, you're going to be looking for validation in your husband, and you're going to be relying on him to be everything that God is supposed to be for you. And that is just too much weight for anyone to carry. When I speak to a lot of females, they talk about, I want my husband to be my best friend, my brother, my father,
my lover. All in all.
three in one. And it's like, it's not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's too much. When you look for your validation in man, all you will receive is disappointment. But when your validation is in God, who is perfect, who loves us perfectly, then you will receive the fulfillment that you need. You will know that only God can truly satisfy, as the Esso song says. You will receive all that you need. But when your singleness is spent exploring what being married is like without actually being in marriage, when your singleness is spent exploring what being in a relationship is like and never actually taking out time to get to know yourself and who God has called you to be, then you're stuck, because then now that you're married, you're going to actually now have to spend that time getting to know somebody and getting to know yourself as well. And that's a difficult place to be in.
And oftentimes when you speak to married couples, they'll tell you how much their singleness and their single years were so valuable, because that time that you have to yourself, you don't have when you're married. And there's so much groundwork that God does during our single season that it'll be such a shame if we try and rush through it. There's so much that he does to our heart. There's so much that he does to our mind. There's so much that we learn about ourselves through him. There's so much that we learn about love, exactly what you said, Tommy, that is required in the season of singleness. I don't think having a desire for marriage is a wrong thing, but if you're driven by that desire and it occupies your time, your mind, everything that you do is circulated around this desire, then that's when the issue arises.
And I think just finally, guarding your heart. Because you don't need to be following Bella Ninja if you're single and there's no one around. You don't need to be entertaining certain conversations if it's actually going to affect your well-being, if it's going to mean that actually you're distracted constantly because all your friends are getting married or you're feeling jealous and envious, then maybe there's certain environments you don't need to be in. Maybe there's certain movies that you don't need to be watching. Maybe there are just certain places that you just don't need to be in, certain conversations you don't need to have. What I wanted to ask you, Gloria, is what do you then do with the desire of being married? Because just because you are single and you're content in singleness doesn't mean you don't necessarily have the desire to be married. It's just that you're enjoying the season that the Lord has you in. So how do you deal with, I am content in singleness, but actually have that desire to be married?
I think acknowledging it. I don't know, for some reason why on the other end of the spectrum, you have people who deny the fact that they have the desire to be married as if it's a bad thing. So acknowledging that you do have the desire for marriage and ultimately leaving it in God's hands, regardless of how cliche that may sound, we have to give that desire to God. Because something I found interesting is that a lot of people in our generation crave the wedding day. So they look forward to the dress they're going to wear, the venue that the wedding will be in. We're so focused on the one day without realising that marriage, it is a ministry that requires a lot of maturity. It's something that's very selfless. It's not something that you should rush into. So I think it's about giving that desire to God and understanding that different seasons happen for a reason. So the season of singleness, there's a reason why you're still single. And when God brings you that man to marry, you understand why you had to be single for that period of time. And even if God doesn't bring that guy, you need to remember that your life ultimately is God's. And your life, the aim of your life should be to serve God, because that will be the aim of your marriage as well, to serve God.
Yeah. Just to touch on that, I was going to say the exact thing. What is the goal of you wanting to get married? Why do you want to get married? Because when we go beyond the physical aspect of things, the cuddles and the niceness of being bought flight with, when all of those things are stripped away, why are you with this person? Why is this person the person you've chosen to be in courtship with, for example, or to be in relationship? Why is this a person that you like? Because ultimately, this person that you're with now, let's say you're in a relationship, that person probably isn't going to change much. The only person that can really change them is Christ. So this person that you're with, why do you want to marry them? Do you see yourself marrying them? Because if you don't see yourself even getting married, what's the point of the relationship in the first place?
Exactly.
Something else that I think that we need to look at when we are thinking about we desire marriage is actually becoming the one. Sometimes we're like, oh, I'm looking for the one. I'm looking for the one that will fulfill. I'm looking for the one, and he has to drive. He has to do this. He has to do that. He has to be this tall. But do you drive? Do you have a driver license?
Exactly. It's so what do we bring to the table?
What do you... Exactly.
Do we have a table?
Do we have a table? No, it's so true. Like, what are you actually bringing to the table? Because it's so important that we're not just seeking out the one, but we are becoming the one. And we are not becoming the one so that when a husband comes, you know, we'll be fulfilled. But we're becoming the one that God needs us to be. And in becoming the one that God needs us to be, that would naturally align with the one that God wants you to be with. It's so important that we are working on becoming the one.
And the process of becoming the one is so much more than the physical things. So it's so much more than learning how to cook, because you want to be that wife who cooks. That's not a problem, but there's a lot of character work that needs to happen. Learning how to be patient, learning how to be loving, learning how to be an encourager. These are the type of important things you need to learn as you're single. And I think a lot of people associate singleness with loneliness. And the truth is, when you're single, this is your time where you can learn to serve your family, learn to serve your community, learn to serve your neighborhood. People, there's so many people that you can serve within your life as a single woman.
And even to add on a little bit to what you've said, maybe this is the time to go to counseling, because we don't talk about this enough. If you've had a difficult childhood, or you've had an experience that has left you maybe traumatized, or just an issue that you need to deal with, singleness is the time to go to counseling. Is this a time where you need to be looking at yourself, looking at your heart, seeing areas where there are voids and saying, okay, Lord, what can we do to fill these voids? It's so important. Singleness is also a time to be accountable, because if you're not accountable in singleness, you're not going to be accountable in marriage. If you're not open and transparent and understand the importance of intimacy with just your sisters in Christ, then you're not going to learn that when a man comes along. Mm-hmm. There are things that we learn now in our singleness that we learn in community, such as taking correction mm-hmm. and taking it well, such as being disciplined, such mm-hmm. as taking on the role that God has called us to take. Because if I can't handle correction now, I'm not going to be able to handle it in marriage when it's possibly two times even two times worse.
It's in your face 24/7.
Exactly.
Also submission. So learning how to submit to authority.
Say that word.
Because if you're not able to do that now, if you're that person that has, you're just defensive 24/7 and you're just rebellious, it's not going to work in marriage, because ultimately we're called to submit to our husband. If you can't submit to God in your daily life, with your daily choices, how are you going to expect to submit to a man? It just doesn't make sense. The groundwork happens in singleness.
Yeah.
In order for the building of marriage to stand, the foundation needs to be strong. Yeah. And that foundation is built when you're single.
Yeah. And talking about submission, if you are dating a man who isn't even submitted to God, how can he know how to lead you?
Come on.
I'm just going to leave it there. I'm just going to let that sit for a second. singleness is a time, like you said, to grow in selflessness. There's a quote that says that love starts when selfishness ends. So in this time, it's important that we're cultivating selflessness so that we are growing in the things of God. Just finally, what do we then do if you're a woman and you just don't see marriage happening? You just don't feel like you're called to marriage.
You're not called to marry.
Or you just don't want to be married.
Mm. I think really testing that. And testing where it's come from, because oftentimes you have women who may have grew up seeing a dysfunctional marriage in their home, or grew up maybe abused by men. So they don't have the right perspective of what a good marriage is, or they haven't experienced or seen what a godly marriage is. And because of those experiences in their past, they're decided in their hearts that, you know what, I just don't want to get married. So I think you really have to ask God, and you really have to test where this has come from. Because if it's out of fear, that's something that you need to pursue God and ask God for healing from the things that you might have experienced and the things that you've seen, and ask him to show you what true godly marriages look like.
So true. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, Gloria. Where should we follow you?
You can follow me on my Instagram at GlorzM. So that's GlorzM.
Thank you. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to send me a message on Twitter at Tommy Comfort and Instagram at Tommy Comfort. Until next time.